Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today we'll be praying together on the title, The Force of Violence. The Force of Violence. Every man and woman that calls himself child of God must have a kind of madness, which is called spiritual violence in the realm of the spirit. Matthew 11:12. Gentility in the realm of the spirit will cause you to lose your possession. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the heavens suffer violence. And the violence, the alone will take it by force. The people holding that thing that belongs to you will not release it. You have to get it by force. I want to pray for you very quickly. May you get it.
Amen.
It has been discovered that spiritual violence alone is the determinant of you collecting what is yours, either spiritually or physically. Until you bring in violence into that situation, you might remain the way you are for a very long time. Until you introduce fighting spirit into your life, what is yours might not be yours. You have been seeing it in the dream. Forget about any pastor told you anything. You've been seeing it, that this is what God wants to do. But before you collect it, it is critical that you must involve a fighting spirit. If you will see the good days ahead of you, then you got to involve a fighting spirit. So I titled it for you, The Force of Violence. Deuteronomy 2, verse 24. There is no victory without conquest. No. Without violence. There's no victory without violence. Look at this place very well. Anytime I look at this, I used to laugh. There's no possession without aggression. You've got to fight for it. You have to contend for it. Rise it up. Take up your journey. Look at it. Pass over the river Arnon. Are you looking at it? I have given it to your hand. I have given into thy hand Sihon, the Amorite, king of Hezbon. I've given even his land to you. Now look at it. Begin to possess it. And contend with him. If he has given it to you, why must I contend in battle? Not even in play. So he's not going to give it to you. You've got to fight for it. Can I pray for you? Whatever that is yours, may you get it. So no conquest without contest. You've got to fight for it. God himself hates lazy people. You don't want to fight, but you want to eat well. See, until you are ready, the enemy will not release to you what is yours. You've got to be ready. Is somebody ready today? You want to possess your possession, you want to possess your territory, you must involve a fighting spirit. Not the violence that you are fighting, slapping somebody physically, no. For the weapon of our warfare, but they are mighty through Christ to pulling down what? Strongholds. Whatever is yours is available and takeable, but it is not free. You've got to fight for it. Are you listening to me now?
Yes,
until you are spiritually violent, I'm telling you, the enemy will mess you up. I told you that time, we'll go to church and I'll meet them. They'll put sacrifice in front of the church. We pray for it. I said, okay, enough. I verse. Somebody here, you are going to verse. And your enemies will leave you alone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is nowhere in the Bible God give them victory without a battle. How come you are looking for victory without fighting? Satan will not let you possess what is yours until you fight for it. In fact, I was going out on Monday and I had something that made me to be afraid. Now most of you know the Bible. Look at me. The devil knows the Bible too, say? You don't want to believe, say? The devil does not know the Bible. So the Lord was teaching me. I was driving, and the Lord said, don't just know the word, apply force. Hey, I was buying fuel because I was going out to work. Don't just know the word, apply what? Somebody wants to come to your house, an armed robber, and is opening the door. Does the armed robber not know that what he's doing is wrong? No. You're not telling the armed robber. In subsection 6, chapter 2, it is written in the constitution of Nigeria that if you break it, does he not know?
No.
But does that concern him?
No.
In fact, when you are telling that, he will shoot you. But when you cock your gun, cock up, you say this one. So when you are still speaking the scripture to the devil, it is written, don't just say it's written, make sure there is a what? Somebody say, I hear you.
I
was trying to say, People passing are looking at my head like Gaman is like, don't worry, I caught something. And that's what we want to apply today. So if it's only one prayer we're able to pray or two, I believe God that your enemies will release what is yours for you in the name of Jesus. Exodus 12, verse 12. So to get to your promised land, there's going to be a fight. On the same night, I will pass through Egypt, and I will strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment to all the gods of Egypt. I am the God. I am the Lord. Now, what's that uncle name? Pharaoh. Let me say, no, I'm not. Okay, God said, I am going to have to apply force. If God has to apply force, why would he not apply force? Not on the street fight, but in secret place. And the house of God shall be called the house of prayer. As you pray today, your enemies will back off in the name of Jesus. What is violence? Violence is a fighting spirit. It means a fighting spirit. Violence means to use and to apply force. To use and apply force. Violence means I disagree to settle for less in life. You have looked at the life of everybody in your family. And I said, my life is not going to go like this. My life is going to be better than this. And if you are not just saying with your mouth, you are ready to apply force. So until you are ready to fight, you cannot fly in life. Until there is a fight, there is no flight. Oh, thank you, Lord. There is somebody here that you are leaving that spot to a better level in the name of Jesus. So in the spirit of a fighter, that will take you to where you're supposed to be in life. You don't have to do anything for something to fall on the floor. Sure you know. But there are so many things you have to do for something to stand. You don't have to do anything for anything to fall. If I don't take time for anything to fall, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This is only for you. Spiritually, financially, in every area of your life, may you stand tall.
Amen.
Your amen is going now. I said, may you stand tall.
Amen.
So it is required for you to apply what? Force. Force. Hey, Mama brought the name of a lady that this is the name of the person I want to marry my son. And I said, you know what, can you pray? They must know, if they marry, you are going to be a slave. That guy will beat you like mad. And I said, what should I do? I said, pray like this. Read this place. Read this place. So she started praying. And I said, do as if the marriage will continue. Because your son liked the girl die. So they were doing everything. 3 days before the time, the girl said, I want with the family. I'm not even doing it again. My mom was the one begging, please now, we are the one that scatter it. The person she married, it's not even up to 14 days they married, she has started to beat that one. What are you telling me? Don't apply force. Let them cook on your head. And you'll be telling them to give you out of the food. It is not the head of the person that they break coconut that will eat out of it. That head is going to the hospital. Shall I pray for you? We are the fell in your family. You will rise, fight, and shine in the name of Jesus. There are times in life you don't have to be gentle. The first mistake he will do is to take advantage of who that seems so gentle, but in their secret place, they are violent. So they will so report you to God and put your case like this, like this, like this, and back with sacrifice. Hereby, I told you, when you want to fight any family, check if there are prophets in that family, if there are fast in that family, if there are babalawo in that family, if there are spiritual in that family, if there are mad lawyers in that family, before you start. Because when you start, you know that there is difference between war and battle. It's the beginning of problem we see. We don't know how it's going to end. Stop boasting. You've got to apply force. Can I pray for you? This year, on the battlefield of life, you will not fail. The sensitive situation will not change until you apply violence. People will continue to give you the shit and the mess until you apply violence. And I said, the violence is not shouting. It's in your secret place. Is anybody getting anything here? If you understand, you shout a big amen. I want us to pray. Now, let me give you this before we pray. Now, when you check the Bible, you see that in Genesis chapter 32, write it down because of time, verse 24, 20, Jacob did not become Israel easily. He got it by what? Violence. Let me go. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. I want us to pray today. So I'll just be giving the Bible passages. No. He said, you are not going anywhere. The Bible says he fought with human, he fought with man. From the womb, this guy was fighting. How can you hold your brother's leg? A baby. Man, he came with violence. Some of us, where we are supposed to be sharp, we are not going to be sharp there. You pick quarrel on every small, small things, but your life, you left it alone. They can even cook on your head, you will not say anything. But small things, you are complaining. No, overlook those things that does not matter. And face things that matter. Somebody say, I hear you. You want to terminate the problem in your life? Get ready to pray. How can somebody have both sexes on her private part 2 months before marriage? How can? And you are not telling her not to apply violence. Ebuka, if the girl you want to marry now tell you that I have bought this thing, you are going to go from Lagos to your village. You will not stay. I know you. And the Lord said, you are going to pray. So she entered into fasting, herself and her pastor, and they started praying. Following instruction. The boy did not know that the wife he wants to marry had double sexes already. 15 days to marriage, he's still there. By the first day to marriage, she was baffling and she cannot feel the second one again. Oh, bum monkey. The problem they put on your life, if you apply heat and force, they will drop off your life. But if you are crying, they will continue to be there. That's the truth. See, everybody is moving except the church. Everybody is moving. The whole world is moving except the church. And the people have a way of collecting cabbages and problems and putting it and dumping it on us as a church and as people because we say we serve a God. You've got to fight and reject what you don't want. Reject nonsense. Somebody say, I reject nonsense. And fight for what is yours. Yes, you can smile to them, but when you turn your back, begin to speak in tongues and apply force. So that your life can live this level. Somebody say, I hear you. In Joshua chapter 14, write it down from 10 to 14. Caleb possessed his inheritance by force after waiting for 45 years. When you get to read it, 10 to 14. See, until you are ready for war, you are not ready to win. Yeah, you are not ready to win. When I was growing up, when I'm walking, my legs sound bow, 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 my legs sound bow. And that's my father's leg. So if you are there and I'm coming, you'll be hearing my legs sound. And I said, no, I cannot resemble my father. I must be greater than him. His problem must not be my problem. You look at your life, the resemblance of your father is upon your life. Not even for greatness, for downward sin. Oh boy, reject nonsense. Somebody say, I reject nonsense. Maybe he's a great man, then good for you. Caleb possessed his possession. Joshua gave it to him. Can I pray for you? They will give it to you. Yeah. Your inheritance is available. Look at me. But it's not empty. Your promised land is there, but it's not empty. There are Goliaths and sons of Anak there. You have to bring them down. And in bringing them down, you might even sustain injury, but just get what is yours. See, the fight you fight today will make your children to smile tomorrow. The violence you apply today will make your next generation to say, thank you, grandpa, or thank you, my father. Thank you, Egbon. But you don't fight. The generation to come will say they are just there. You will not just be there. May you make impact. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 7, I read for you. Jacob took Jerusalem from the Jebusites. He took it by force. But David did capture all their fortress of Zion. And it became known as David's city. Can you imagine? How can you collect fortress from people? Not one, not two, not 3,000. And you made it to be your own city. It is not by mount. It's by force. Is somebody ready to apply force today? And the Lord said to that woman, go sell frozen food. She be frozen food in Turkey, Abby. So I said, frozen food. She started buying shops around her life. 1, 2, 3 shops like that. And one day she got there. The wicked went there and put excreta there. She didn't even do anything. She just stopped. She said, the market is not moving again. I said, really? Are you normal? Go and check if the shop is still there. She went there, another person has collected it, and the person is selling. I said, you're foolish. Another one, you go to market there, go and sell vegetable. Where do? Was selling. People were buying. On the road, though, on the floor. She was making money. I saw her in counseling one day. I said, what are you doing here? She said, the market is not working again. I said, in this work, slapping is not permitted. I said, go and check the place. The same place, he said, it's not working. It's working. Have you noticed that things good just stop in your life? You've got to fight back. Maybe you've got to fight to receive new revelation. But you drop it thinking that it's over. Your man told me yesterday that they told a particular man he had liver problem. He just called his daughter. I said, hello? Hello, call the doctor. I said, be preparing you. They say he has liver problem and he died 1 month later. I'm a liver problem. I'm a kidney problem. I know people that have HIV full blown and they survive. What is wrong with you? And I said, what? He said, just die. Eh? He just called the doctor. Doctor said, he has. And that's all. I met people that have cancer. A woman came to me, he had cancer. They've called the first one, said they are not cutting the second one. And I started making research. The husband, I said, no, they are not cutting what you're waiting. They no cut them. The breast is still there now. He said, well, everybody said, I said, that's everybody. Here we fight. Somebody say, I will fight. I don't like it. Somebody say, I will fight. I went to the embassy, they refused me. I had, in fact, they have not refused me. I dropped yesterday, I slept today, and I saw that all the tiles of my cars were removed. I said, they are not going to give me that, this, you know. I got to church, collected my checkbook. I dropped this thing on Monday. Pastor Joshua was in front of me. Pastor Joshua, continue. When I saw the road from Abuja, we are sorry. There is a mix-up. Come and collect. I send it back, they give it to me. When I know what to do, why should I suffer like others? People that doesn't know what to do, can I pray for you? Are you ready here? You will not suffer like others. Yeah. At my age, they are refusing me visa. I said, no problem. Even embassy itself vowed to sacrifice. As David collected it, it became his. What your father couldn't collect, what your mother could not collect, you will get it in the name of Jesus. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10, the Bible says, Jabez went from a son of a person to an estate owner. By the time you get to 1 Chronicles chapter 2 verse 65, Jabez has built estate for his brothers. 1 Chronicles. The families of the tribe which dwelt in Jabez. And Jabez, the Teratites, the Shemaites, the these, they are all Canaanites, and they came. Now, another Bible verse said, they dwell at Jabez Estate. Go and check. At Jabez, it's at Jabez. It's not just Jabez by name, Jabez Estate. Can I pray for you? What you have cried for yesterday, may you have them in abundance today. Now, beyond your amen in church, get ready to fight. Who told you it's not going to work? Everything that is mine came to me while I sat down. I told you before, everything, as I sit down, let it come. Everything came. Everything came. I would have joined the league of people running around and, no, God said, you're fool. God told me, sit down there, Joko. So I sat. And then you see, I begin to pray. I begin to pray. So I should pray today. The windows of heaven will open for us. The angels will be at work for us. Amia will die. And you will get what is yours in the name of Jesus. What's the benefit of being violent? I'll tell you Bible passage again. You just write it down. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. The violent force of fighting spirit enforces a change of status. Enforces a change of story. Your story cannot change, you look at me very well, until you apply. So violent spirit, and it enforces a change of story in your life. Number two. What's the benefit of being violent? The violent, the Psalm 89 verse 19, write it down. The violent force or fighting spirit connects the violent to the force of God or to the help of God. It connects you to the help of God. Until you are ready. Is it not madness holding an angel that you are not going? Is it not madness? That's it, you are not going. Say, Jacob kidnapped an angel. He said, you are not going until his life changed. I love you when you are fighting with men. Your mates are fighting with spirits. After all, you are a spirit too. Have you forgotten? You don't know. Number three, what's the benefit? Isaiah 28, 5 to 6. The violent spirit of force establishes the strength of God. You cannot do it alone. Can I pray for you? But the Lord will help you. Number four. I'll give you seven. Number four. You see that one in 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 and 35. See, when you apply violence, the enemy will draw for you what is yours in your hands. 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 35. David said unto Saul, thy servant kept sheep, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the floor. Look at it, look at it, look at it. And I went. Is somebody ready to go after their enemy today? He said, and I went out after him. I didn't see that and say, he has taken it from me. He's not saying, you come back to me. Hey! I went after him. I smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, he said, it's level. I collected my team from him. I was about to go. He said, but when the idiot arose against me, I caught him by his beard. Sure, I told Bani beard. I caught him by his beard. I smoked him. I didn't only smoke him. I pied the madman. I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. It started from, he took what he was his. He pursued him. He collected what was his from his hand. That one rose against him. He smote him by the beard. And killed him. This will be your testimony. Amen. Nothing is lost. Or nothing is too hard to be recovered. Until you apply a fighting. The boy came all the way from Edo State. As he was entering my office, in that office. And the Lord said, you are supposed to travel abroad. Your father has nine wives. He said, yes. you are the wife of number six. He said, yes. I said, okay. I said, you are going to pray. He prayed, he even bought Bibles when he went to the embassy. They didn't give him. I told you before. They didn't give him. I remember his name very, very well. They didn't give him. So when he came, told me, I said, okay, what are you going to do now? He said, sir, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay in this Lagos until God answer me. And that gave me encouragement. I said, then I'm game with you. So we started praying. When the second time, I told you. When the third time. In fact, the third time, they carried him out. When they were carrying him, he was speaking in tongues. It's not joke. I don't lie on the altar. They were carrying him out. They passed beside. Ambassador was not supposed to pass that lane. He said, leave the boy alone. Please follow me. And they gave him 5 years. Patrick. That's his name. I kept the other son in. There's somebody here that will fight. You will collect what is yours. Yeah. See, people, they just fight, they pray, and something they said no to you, and they refuse to give a particular lady her paper. I said, sir, 21 days time, they are going to send me back. I said, send you back to where? I said, say after me, all the roads and bridges back to square one has been closed. Say, let me say, all roads, all bridges that will take me backward, they are closed. So the only option is what? Ah, he said, I don't like bad. I said, but do I bear again? All road. Am I come by? Say, all road. All bridges that will take me backward, they are closed. Push your mind, drag by now. That was the only prayer we're praying for 21 days. So anything that wants to happen should happen here. I'm not going back. The day they were supposed to deport her, the judge said to her, he said, your lawyer know what's supposed to do. He called the liar, don't you know section? This girl, I lost. Use this one for her. Judge told her, I want to pray for you, sir. They will make a way for you. Number five, I said, I'll give you 7. What's the benefit? So what do I have to gain if I apply force? It makes the devil to stay away from you. In the former house I was before going there, there was a bad time. Everybody in the house was sick. Everybody. I just carried blood. And I drew a bloodline. I've taught you how to draw bloodline. You remember how to draw bloodline? Now, the door there, their entrance, both physically and spiritually. All doors in your house, all windows are entrance. You want to draw a bloodline, you pray on your blood. And when you want to pray, make sure you apply this particular word. 3 things witness for God on earth, the spirit, blood, and the water. You see, I'm teaching you, you're a pastor too now. With your big suit. Then go to your window. Those are entrance. Say, I draw a bloodline. Say, I draw a bloodline. Between me and every nonsense. Say, poverty, sickness, arm robber, stay on your side. Are you ready? So I do it on this side, I do it on that side, I do it on the window. Don't see the poison is small. That's not going to say, no, just small. And if they catch you sprinkling, it's in your house you are sprinkling. If you go and sprinkle on your landlord's side, they will sprinkle you out. It is the place you rented. You know, I said, this prayer is very tough. You know, I started going from one flag to the other. I'm not the one that gave you that formula. Everybody got healed. And you know what? The other side, the sickness went back there. I didn't mention anybody. It's a force. Especially you're a man. Things are happening around you and you are looking. Your wife is crying, you are crying. The Lord will deliver you. What's the benefit of applying force? Number 6. If you are a violent believer, both people, both the devil, they will not take what is yours. They will say, leave that mad woman, oh, leave him alone. They will leave you alone. Can I pray for you? Your enemies will leave you alone. So your things will be under your control. They will leave your children alone. They will leave your wife alone. Yes. They will leave you on your space. But when they know that you are 12-12, what's the benefit of applying violence? Look at me. You can change the family law. You can change the situation in your family. See, you met that nonsense, but that nonsense will not remain there because you are around. Somebody say a big amen.
Amen.
Finally, what happened? If you apply violence, you are exempted from nonsense. What applies to order? You escape it. Because violence. Now, let me round off this message by telling you this. Why do I need to be spiritually violent? Number one, I give you just two. Why do I need to be spiritually violent? Number one, because we are in a wicked world. A pastor close to me went to a pastor's conference. In the pastor's conference, they shook his hand like this. And the next thing, his scrotum started getting big. Ekpon started getting big. Just shaking like this. Why do I need to apply spiritual violence? Number one, because we are living in a 1 John chapter 5 verse 19 amplified. We are living in a wicked world. Oh boy, receive fire. My sister, receive fire. Now underneath the chair of these wicked boys, Yahoo Plus, they have red clothes there. Once they carry you, you don't know what's happening to you again. Lady left the church. Come. Sister, please, I'm going to so place. And they touch her, and she doesn't know what she's doing again. So she was just following the guy. But her spirit was at work. And her spirit was saying, you are following the woman, telling one here. So her spirit started praying. And from the spirit, she spoke in tongues. And she turned. I said, auntie, you're lying. She looked at the guy and said, let's pray, speaking in tongues. The guy ran away. Sit down. That is how they will have taken her away. Mess her up. Because she has no fire. You know, I'm sorry for Christians. Stop calling yourself Christian if you have no fire. What happened to others must not happen to you. They were carrying all people. They carried one of my daughters. They saw her. They collected money from her. They pushed her down. What would have happened if they carried that girl away? One of the pastor's daughters would have been crying here. Never. It will not happen. Whether you like it or not, wherever you are, because you are connected to this altar, let your life receive fire that will fight for you in the name of Jesus. It's very important. Why should I apply for us? We are in a wicked world. Somebody will just feel that your life is getting better than their own. Why are you attacking her? All of her thing is just perfect. Meanwhile, that person has a battle is facing. First John 5:19. Why must I apply for us? Look at it. For we know as a fact that we have God, but this whole world lies in wickedness. In fact, he said, the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. Now look at this. Look at me. It's not only in Nigeria or Africa or Edo State or Akure. It is global. Wickedness is global. Say, let me hear you. If you go and watch horror film in America, horror movies, you will see that there are village houses where they slaughter people, where they kill people. Somebody is lost in America. Somebody is lost. You say, he's lost. They have used his body. It's not only in Nigeria. They cook people. Psalm 74 verse 20. Good news. Remember the covenant you made with us. There is violence in every dark corner of the land. So, it's violence against violence. I've told you. Remember the covenant you have with us. Why? Violence, they're everywhere in the land. Their wickedness will not get you. I think it's time for me to leave because your amen is showing as you go. I said their wickedness will not get you. See, if you are cold, you will not last. Even the Bible says that God pour out cold person, lukewarm person. You've got to be hot. Why are we lighted in the world? Because there's heat from the sun. There's heat. It is heat that produces light. Are you listening to me now? Any damn alone? Oh, thank you. Anybody here that your life is under monitoring by anybody, I break their glasses, I break their calabash, I break their water in the name of Jesus. How do I become spiritually violent? Number one, increase your prayer life. Increase your prayer life. If you sleep late, then you have to pray before you sleep. Are you listening to me now? If you sleep early, then you can wake up at night, midnight, to pray. But if you sleep late, you sleep by 1, by 2, then before you sleep, start praying. Hello. Increase your prayer life. Increase your prayer life. Jesus said, men ought to pray. Number 2, how do I become spiritually violent? Live a fasting life. If you are so lazy to fast that I can't be fasting every day, I can't be fasting on a particular day, then don't eat from morning to 12. Make it a habit. Or the day you are born, take that day you are going to fast in your life. Or take one day in a week. No, this day I must fast. Somebody say, I hear you. You are not hearing me. See, the people you have fight, some of them have slept in burial ground. Some of them have paid price. Which price have you paid? Anybody that touched what belongs to you, we pay with fire. Number 3, study the word of God. I said, let the word of God dwell in you. How? Richly. Study the word of God. Number 4, be a worshiper. The only thing God cannot do for himself is worship. I would say, God is looking for those that worship him in truth and in spirit. Worship God. You're not asking for anything, you are just worshiping him. You are just worshiping him. You are just worshiping him because he's a good God. Hello. Now, in what area should I apply violence? Where do I need to apply violence? I give you 5. Number 1, be violent in prayer. Look at me. Everyone, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Stop praying like this. Father, Lord Jesus, you know me. I know you. I know everything is fine there in heaven. And I'm doing well here. I just want to discuss with you. Jesus prayed. The Bible said his vein ruptured. Jesus. Somebody is now deceiving you that it is the heart God is seeing. Yes. Keep on deceiving yourself. See, in the Bible, I'm telling you now, Jesus prayed. Within one hour, the Bible said, his vein ruptured. Did I say you begin to bark in the house? No. But let your spirit pray. Let your body pray. And stop lying down to pray when you know you will sleep. You stand up and go around. You know that you can stand and sleep, and you stand and say, no. You are deceiving yourself. And this is the worst part of it. You started prayer like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, you know, all power of darkness, we. Now you have been fighting them out all of a sudden. Just thank you, Lord Jesus. Just thank you. When you have stopped, they will now fly to you. Say, but you are the one that knows how to pray. They will not scratch you. You not see scratch here. You see scratch on your stomach. Because you slept while praying. When you are praying, you must finish the prayer. Seal it in Jesus' name. Then you sleep. They can't come around you. Are you learning anything? Yes. But no. You know when you stand, it's a gift. You can stand like this. So somebody said, he said, Daddy, even if I don't want to sleep, I will call sleep. I said, show me. Like this. I said, it's okay. Mark Obama. 2 times that I have accidents while driving is because somebody was sleeping beside me. That's why when I'm traveling, I'm going away from this scene. He said, I don't go with anybody. I said, don't, if you are going to sleep, stay away from me. I begin to talk to the person so that the person will wake up because it's going to affect you. The father is sleeping, the mother is sleeping, everybody is sleeping in the house. If you eye me, I eye you. In what area should I apply violence? I said, fasting, prayer. In what area should I apply? But in giving. The Bible said in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 and 5, that Solomon gave. He gave violently. Solomon was supposed to be a bastard, but he changed his portion in life. Like God came. God came for him. In what area should I apply for us? Be violent in praise. Some of you see people dancing in the church, you are angry with them. You say, oh my God, you can't dance and you're angry with that can dance. So the dancing that woman or that man is dancing, is it taking from your glory? You say, oh, you're watching, they are going again. And people that have it, they can't hide it. Divine is supposed to be taking care of me there. Divine will dance from my office now. This guy is supposed to be beside me. Why? You can't hide it. Even if they say, Daddy, I'm not very happy today. We're not happy. You say, you want to tell me about nobody not to dance? It will somersault. Because it's there. Now, you can't do it. You that you cannot do it. Somebody's doing it. Just be tapping into another. But no. See. They don't get sense. You are wicked. We know your body is stiff. Your waist is stiff. Your life is stiff. And somebody is thanking God. Be thanking God for that. There is a place you are sharp too, that they are not sharp. You are violent in gossip. Shall I continue? From your heart? I'll try. Be violent in evangelism. Every time I travel, and it's not joke, people want to talk to me. They want to talk to me in the plane. They want to talk to me sitting down, whether it's a man or a woman. So you want to talk to me? Okay, let's talk. Do you know Jesus? Next time I want to go and we will. When they are coming back, they will not sit beside me. Let me show you what Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 35. John chapter 4, verse 36. And Jesus said, and he who reaps receives wages. He who reapeth receives wages. Look at it. And gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth. How many souls have you reaped for God? If Bible said there is a wage for you, there is a reward for you. I didn't say go to their houses, start speaking to them. So not say it was when I was preaching to them, pregnancy just jumped on me. That's not what I said. Violent in evangelism. I want to stop here. As we pray today, situation will shift, tables will shift, status will change, stories will change. In the name of Jesus. You have a business, it's not working, you open your shop, open the shop, enter into the place and go into violent worship, violent praise. And command spirits to go and bring your customers. They are not coming to your shop, but when they got near your shop, they said, I don't know what brought me here. I have to come here. You will not suffer like them. Time is running. Rise up and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. With your word, I cannot fail. I'm not here to say, Father, I thank you for this revelation. With this word, I am going places in life. Go ahead and thank him for a minute. Go ahead. Hey, somebody thanking him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is somebody praying at all? Are you praying here? We give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. You cannot be violent without fire. Say after me, say, my Father, baptize me with violence. That was a mistake. Baptize me with fire. Fire in me. Are you ready to pray now? Sleep, look at me. You are sleeping, they touch you. Fire go catch them. Have you noticed that no matter how mad a madman is, they don't go near a transformer? Who told them it will shock them? Even madness spirit knows that this is transformer. That's why you have to pray. Do you have a mad friend around? Tell him, enter that place. If he can enter, give him 50,000. He's not mad. Tell him to go back home. My Father. Yes, you just be my Father. Baptize me with fire. Are you ready to pray? Say after me, say, my Father. Say it again loud. I can say, my Father. Baptize me with fire. Oh, yeah, go ahead and pray. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Baptize me with fire. Are you praying at all? Baptize me with fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Looking for a baby, but every time you kept seeing egg and the egg is broken. Whoever is breaking that egg you are seeing, I command them to receive judgment. I'm still coming. Whoever is coming to break your egg, I command the arrow of God to touch them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. You're on this side. You are 47 years and you are not married. Don't come out, just stay. The embargo they place on your life that you will not marry, I command the embargo to be lifted in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, the fire that will sustain me in life. Why am I not hearing? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the fire that will sustain me in life. And the fire I require to be great in life. Let it fall upon my life now. Wait. See, to be great, one of the requirements is fire. You can play with what I say along with swimming pool. Have you had a fire pool before? The fire I require for my enemies to leave me alone. And the fire I require for my story and status to change. And Father, baptize me with it. Can you lift up your voice and pray to God? Pray. Oh, okay. Baduas, okay. You are not praying. Are they praying here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Firstborn, don't make it in your family. The father is from Ogun State. Your father is from Ijebu-Ode. Your father is August. Pay attention to me very well. Every firstborn here now, your portion is changing from family to divine in the name of Jesus. In fact, your portion is transforming now from what it used to be to what God has ordained in the name of Jesus. From now till August, go and buy 30 gifts. When I tell you to do something, you do what? 30 gifts. A shirt, a shoe, a barrel, begin to buy. Handkerchief, a sponge. Did I say you should bring it?
No, sir.
But when we, Mashi, you will remember I told you. Ijebu-Ode, Ogun State, 30th of August. I'll help you. Let us pray. Father. But you may say, Father. Repackage my life. By fire. Ah. She will pray. Say, Father. Repackage my life. By fire. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray like that, somebody. Are you just shaking your head? Repackage my life. Repackage my life. Repackage my life. Somebody, are you praying? Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Jesus never pray. I release the power of God on every member of my family. Father, surround every member of my family with your fire. Oh yeah, my brother. Mention them. Mention their names. Your husband, your wife, your children. Charity begins from home. The fire protection around them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Someone there, you are smelling and your husband is not coming around you again because you are smelling. Everybody stretch your hand to this altar. Let me pray for you. Anybody here with any smell from the realm of darkness, let the smell of darkness be neutralized in the name of Jesus. I'm waiting. Let the smell of darkness be neutralized in the name of Jesus. A person coming from the toilet, a person coming from the kitchen, they have different smell. Every foundational smell in your life, I command them right now to be neutralized in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray with me. Say, anywhere they are cooking trouble for me. You know, somebody told me some time ago, say, Daddy, they said tonight they are taking your case to Paris. So my normal, I was laughing, and the Lord said, listen to her. I said, I've not traveled before then, no. I've not traveled. And they are taking, so it's no more local, it's Paris. And that night, I took a hot bath first and I started praying. I want to pray the prayer for you before you pray. Anybody here that they are cooking problem for you? They are saying, by the time we just jam in with this one, I hear my bad journey. Let what they are cooking be their portion in the name of Jesus. I told the sister, I said, they want to attack your sons. The enemy came. The remaining one, God will collect. Any area they are attacking you, whatever they are cook, we overturn their wicked cook in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, my father, my helper, deliver me from the problem that is bigger than me. Anywhere they are cooking trouble for me, oh Lord, scatter them by fire. Anyone you remember, lift up your voice and pray. Anywhere they are cooking for. Are they praying here? Deliver me from the problem that is bigger than me. Are they praying here? Deliver me from the problem that is bigger than me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All men, stretch your hand to me here. There's a man here, they collected your calf in the dream, your calf filler. Latic by any charity by. Every man in the house, you will not go from breadwinner to bread beggar in the name of Jesus. I stand it to all women here too. You will not go from where you are to square one in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. That one is done. Remove your hand. I'm looking at the time. Pray with me. Say, I refuse to cry. My enemies will cry my cry. You have 1 minute to pray. Go ahead and pray. Are they praying? Are they praying? Are they praying? Make sure you are praying. Are they praying here? Look at me. How far have you gone with your education? How far have you gone with your education? Ogbaroba, Kawel, oh, but I know you. See, I came here to talk to you. Read up. read up, you'll be very great. I said you'll be great. Are they praying? Are they praying? Are they praying? Are they praying here at all? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Whoever says, I will not have rest. I'm not hearing you say, whoever says, I will not have rest. Now you can see, I did today, I did not call anybody out. So, you have a company, you cook. Now the person knows, you know, you cook. And, you cook. But it's not your family member that is there. Okay, I've seen her. May you have a fam, you have a cook. There is an agent already in your among your staff. They are cook now. Any agent among the people you employ, they don't know the church where they go. That's why I don't miss Wednesday. When I see you, I prophesy. Don't miss Wednesday. Anybody you have employed, you pay salary, but they are planted now to bring you down. This week, let them be exposed. Let us continue our prayer. Time is running. See, after me, say, whoever says I will not have rest. Now you are going to spread it. You're going to say it like that. Concerning my work, concerning my life, concerning my health, concerning my marriage. Whoever says I will not have rest. Oh Lord, lay them to rest. I thought you are praying already. I thought you are praying already. Are they praying here, Seth? Let me pray for you. Anybody here that your job is being threatened? They are threatening you seriously. In that same place, you shall be promoted. Say you come back and share testimony. Anybody here on the sound of my voice, the Lord will deliver you from problem that is bigger than you. When your father is cursing you, that your younger ones will be greater than you. Problem is bigger than you. You need God. When the family has laid you down as a scapegoat, that you are the one that will be their slave, the problem is bigger than you. Anybody here under the sound of my voice, that you already problem and family that is bigger than you, I buy you back by the blood in the name of Jesus. Anybody here that they have put family chain on this neck? Because I'm seeing you here now, or you are right down in there. I remove family chain and sacrifice from your neck in the name of Jesus. I'm not guessing. I'm praying what I'm seeing. Whoever is eyeing you or eyeing what is yours to render you useless, I command your eyes to be blinded in the name of Jesus. Whoever is behind your tears and trouble, whoever is behind your pain and delay, we apply force and violence. We command them to be laid to rest in the name of Jesus. Over your life, over your health, over your children, you will no longer cry in the name of Jesus. Whoever wants you to cry shall cry their cry for themselves in the name of Jesus. Whoever is praying for you but is cursed, they are cursing. Whoever is praying and is cursed, they are cursing. Whoever is putting opposite of blessing upon your life, I reverse their word over your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever level you are now, you will not die there. Okay, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray a prayer. I saw a ladder now. That's why I'm praying this prayer. Let everybody here receive a ladder that will take them to their next place in the name of Jesus. Human ladder, financial ladder. Wherever your ladder is, locate it in the name of Jesus. Okay. Anybody here, they say you will soon go down. They say you will soon crash. Now, instead of you to crash, they will hear that God has doubled your promotion in the name of Jesus. Your father warned you not to marry him. Now you marry him, you are suffering. So you cannot go back to your father. You cannot live where you are suffering. Pay attention. Anybody here in the dilemma, God will sort it out for you in the name of Jesus. That puzzle in your life, the Lord will solve it for you in the name of Jesus. If I tell you what to do from here now, the whole world will tag me again. But thus hear the Lord. Even as you sleep today, the solution to your problem, Jehovah will show you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you put your hands on will prosper. This amen shows you don't need my prayer again. Whatever you put your hands on will prosper. See. Where money finish is where assignment finish. Ben. Projects are suspended because there's no money. Are you ready? Your project will not be suspended. I'm praying on your hand, sir. Money to do the project of your life, you will not lack them in the name of Jesus. Any agents that say you are not going, whether they are close to you or they are in your family or they are far from you, the Bible said, when they say, which way will you go? So you will tell them, those for debt, for debt. Those for famine, for famine. Those for sickness, for sickness. So I pray for you right now. Whoever said you will not go, God will distribute affliction for them in the name of Jesus. I've not had this kind of problem before. They say you have a problem, you cannot fart. Ben, you can't pass out gas from your anus, so you do from your mouth. Ben, get ready. In the next 5 minutes, don't do it here. Don't do it here, because if you do it here, I'm a reverse here in you. Whatever damage is done to your health, I command deliverance. Oh yeah, receive it in the name of Jesus.
of Jesus.
The Lord has done great things among us today. Wait. Every door you should have accessed. Some of you door of marriage. Some of you door of traveling. Some of you door of money. That thing, who can linger? Some your paper. Yeah, you are watching me from anywhere in the world now. Your paper, or whatever. Now pray for you. Jesus is the way. Let the door open for you in the name of Jesus. Let the door open for you in the name of Jesus. Let the door open for you in the name of Jesus. I intercede for anybody that is standing between themselves and their destiny. Where they are supposed to make a decision for you. Where they are supposed to give you your paper. Where they are supposed to answer you. Let it be positive in the name of Jesus. Anybody planted there to stop you? Anybody close to your door that is stopping you? I command them right now to go on exile in the name of Jesus. So today, 16th of July, I declare your doors open in the name of the Father. Shamidada, in the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. They walk away from you. Wait, you are still going to clap. They walk away. Don't be angry. Give me 2 minutes more. They walk away from you thinking you are finished. I pray over your life. Now, you know yourself now. Oh, yeah. Let there be a change of status, a change of story that will make them regret in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. So as you walk up from here, where you have been resisted, you will be called and celebrated again in the name of Jesus. No verse, I want to stop. Anybody that is looking at you, saying that she is the one I'm going to use for my next sacrifice, saying that he is the daughter I'm going to use for next sacrifice, whether in the compound, whether around the environment, when people want to see people around, though, their eyes, their plans scatter in the name of Jesus. You, your family, you are safe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Now go ahead and celebrate God.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.